stretch and oil your ears. We're coming in. It's the Oklahoma Today podcast.
Oil your ears?
However you need to do to get your ears ready for podcasting. That's what I say.
Okay.
We are your hosts, Nate and Greg, and today we are back in the sweet caffeinated confines of the Vault 405 in Edmond, live, recorded on a series of ones and zeros, with rapping royalty, burgeoning photographer, and one of OKC's most outspoken voices, JB.
JB!
But before we get into it, a word from our sponsor. The Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. I think consistency is a word that I consistently mess up saying.
You consistently?
I consistently do it wrong.
That's consistency, quality, taste, and flavor, which you'll get from every single thing you get from MIO.
Yeah. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com.
I'm going to write them a jingle. Local has a name. We should also point out before we turn to our guest that coming up in Oklahoma Today magazine is we're going to be publishing a lot of the recipes from our state fair winning contest.
Absolutely.
Back in the fall, we will have the winning recipes in the magazine and on our website, and a lot of those use some excellent MIO products, so it's a good chance to engage.
Well, first of all, before we get started, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday to JB.
Happy birthday to JB. Always, every time I see JB, it's his birthday.
Yeah, it's weird how that works. You have more birthdays than anybody else that I've ever met.
You're going to be 70 before long if you keep running into me around town.
Yeah. The backstory of this being that if you follow Greg and JB on social media, they are constantly and forever wishing each other happy birthday. So happy birthday to both of you.
I don't even remember how that started.
It was when they were planning the collective.
That's right.
And we were sitting next to each other. It was really the first time we had hung out at all. And we were talking, and I was like, oh, you know what will be hilarious? I'm gonna get a picture with JB. And like, JB, here's the thing. Everybody wants their picture with JB.
Yeah.
You are constantly in selfie mode because people are like, it's like, I'm gonna get a picture with a rap star. Yeah. And so as soon as I posted it, I was like, and happy birthday to my best friend in the whole world, JB. And people were like on my account, they're like, oh my god, happy birthday, JB. I didn't even know.
It wasn't your birthday.
It never has been for those
listeners who don't know, JB is an amazing hip-hop artist based here in Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. Also an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And
former Oklahoma Today cover model.
Yes, you've been on the cover of Oklahoma Today, and now we've added photographer to your list of accomplishments.
That was the coolest thing I ever got to do.
Did
the photography. That was really tight. I felt
that wasn't cooler than recording with Chuck D, though.
No, I always feel bad because, you know, I got homies who like take that stuff so serious, like photography, like everything, you know, food, acting, and like, and people are always asking me to do that stuff. So like, you know, I have friends who are like so focused on their photography, and it's a big deal to be publishing a magazine for them. You know what I'm saying? But they've never been publishing a magazine before.
And here I am,
don't even own a camera. I never even taken a picture before.
Yeah.
And like, I jumped over them, you know? So, it's really cool.
Yeah. The issue of Oklahoma Today that's sitting on newsstands right now is the Oklahoma City issue. It's all about Oklahoma City. And as we were kind of talking about, you know, everybody knows the bubble, right? Everybody knows the Oklahoma City bubble, and it's covered, and everything's been said about it that probably needs to be said to some degree. That's not true, but you know, people tend to focus there. And
we were trying really hard to get out
there
of
are
that
600
bubble.
Square. There are more than 600 square miles of Oklahoma City, including an entire huge, very cool community and area on the east side, mm-hmm. and that's where you grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? Like, whereabouts, and like, what was that?
We moved around a lot, but we stayed. Like right on 21st Street behind the Governor's Mansion for a while.
Yeah.
We stayed on 16th in Lincoln. Where else? We stayed off of 28th and MLK for a while.
In the Adventure District.
Different kind of adventure.
Growing up, like those like three streets, like I want to say like 26th, 27th, 28th. those three streets were known as the hood. So like we, so that's that area was called. But where else? 52nd, right off, right in like Park Estates, Wildwood area. By the
Omniplex. That area is cool. That Wildwood neighborhood is cool.
Where else did we stay? And we moved around a lot, but. Yeah. And then my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my mom's grandmother, and my dad's grandmother, they each had a house. They still own those houses. One had a house on 15th Street, and one had a house on 14th Street, and they were back-to-back. I would like mow one grandmother's yard and walk around the corner and mow the other one's yard.
Nice. Yeah. It's always nice to be free labor for the adults in your life. So when we decided, you know, we were kind of busting our heads against a wall going, how do we cover the East? Like, what do we talk about? Where do we go? And then we finally were like, we're sitting around here, a bunch of white people trying to figure this out. Like, let's ask somebody who knows. And that was kind of, I was like, let's ask JB. JB knows this area.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. And it just kind of came out like, hey, let's just hand you a camera and let you walk around and show us what you saw. And one of my favorite stories that you told in this portfolio of images is about the parade. So talk a little bit. I thought that was such a cool story. Tell us a little bit about that story.
That particular parade, I don't even remember what year it was. I just remember that we ended up marching to the Freedom Center.
Yeah.
And outside the Freedom Center, they have like a monument with all these different like black leaders, civil rights leaders on it. And it was like the unveiling. You know, I remember them taking the thing off of it. Hmm. You know, and it was like a big deal. But, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, I've been to a bunch of parades, but that one I remember the most. I feel like, you know, like just like I remember I was probably the youngest. That's mm-hmm. probably the youngest I remember myself being at a MLK parade.
So. Yeah. Wow. So what are kind of, for those who haven't seen the story, what are kind of some of your favorite spots in East Oklahoma City?
You know, definitely the Freedom Center. I'm excited about what's going on with that. Barbershop, you know. Yeah. Sometimes I'm not even getting a haircut. I'll just pull up and chill, you know, and play video games. And I don't even really play video games like that, but, you know, homies is in there playing and kids be in there playing, so it's cool to mess around with them.
Yeah.
What else? Restaurants, Florence's.
Oh, man. I always tell people if you want the best burger in Oklahoma City, you got to go to Geronimo.
Oh, yeah, Geronimo.
That place is amazing.
Donuts, too. Yeah. Donuts. So Geronimo's is right there by where I went to middle school at Moon. Mm-hmm. And so on the way to school, my mom took us to John Rose to get a donut and then go to school.
Nice.
So. I love those. He does chili cheese conies
that
are seriously, and he even said, Jeff, the owner, he told me one time, he was like, you're going to eat this? You're never going to eat a Sonic chili cheese coney again. And I ate one. Oh, no, he was 100% wrong. I have eaten Sonic. Look, it's not that it isn't great. It is. It's if I have my druthers, I will go back to Geronimo's for that. However, sometimes you're not near Geronimo's.
Yeah.
Like when Geronimo's has like a bunch of drive-ins all over the state. Well, just I'm there.
I'm near Geronimo's every day. So just
I love it.
This place is great.
There's some like parks and stuff we used to kick it at that are gone. Like we used to swim. There used to be a swim pool right there off of 16th Street. We used to swim in Pitch Park. And what's crazy is like I have been going to Pitch Park my whole life and had no idea the history of the name Pitts and where it came from until, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago.
Really? Wow.
So he was a soldier. I want to say it was Vietnam War, maybe a war before that, but I'm pretty sure it was Vietnam War. But he died, and I can't remember. He was a hero. I don't want to mess the story up, but he was a hero. Anyways, the president gave his wife a Medal of Honor for him and all this dope stuff, and they named Pitts Park after him. He's from the east side of Oklahoma City. Yeah, so there's so many dope spots that you know that I can think of. Like there used to be a spot on 36. What was it called? Let's say I think it was called 36 Lounge. We used to kick it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not there anymore. One of the first shows I ever did was at a place called Lexus Club Lexus on 36. It's not there anymore. Okay.
Wow.
We used to actually pull up on Saturday night, because Lexus has a big, huge parking lot. Mm-hmm. So you know where IC Vince Center is? Uh-huh. So it's almost across the street of IC Vince Center. That okay. big, huge, the other shopping center is
yeah,
really big.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So that was a club. And so,
okay, I didn't know that.
And so we were too young to get in the club, but we would just go for the let out. And so we just go park our cars and just chill until it lets out, and then just everybody coming out, everybody just kicking it, you know what I'm saying, in the parking lot.
That's cool.
On Sunday nights, we used to do something called the strip. And this was like when I was in high school too, but from about MLK to probably Lottie, maybe a little bit further down on Sunday nights, all those on both sides of the streets would just be people would pull up, park their cars, you know, pop your truck, play music. You walk, you know, people walk up and down the Bobo's, get some chicken.
Oh, that's
fun. You just
fun.
Sit out and just chill, and, you know, honeys is walking by, you trying to holler at girls. Like, every Sunday night, as soon as it got dark, you know what I'm saying, you know, what you're doing tonight? You're going to the strip. You go to the strip, you park your car, get out, you know what I'm saying, and you just chill, walk around. You would park your car at one spot, get out, walk down the street, cross the street, walk back up, and then, you know what I'm saying, and end back at your car. You just walk by and speak to your people and say what's up, play music and sell CDs and talk to chicks, all that, you know what I'm saying? So
that's so funny because growing up in a small town, like, that was the thing too, right? Yeah. So it's almost like a small community. People kind of know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... if you want to know more about Oklahoma City's East Side, first of all, we encourage you to visit. Like, just go over there and, like, there's so many good restaurants. Florence's and Carrican and Geronimo's. And,
yeah.
Like, so much cool stuff to see. So much cool stuff to see.
It's not
and
an
do.
Admission fee. Just,
yeah,
like,
just
go.
Go hang out. Yeah, it's cool. But one of the things that I'm also excited about that you've done recently is you've got a new album.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. That's exciting.
So the album is called This World Is So Fragile and Cruel. I'm Glad I Got You. I'm still messing with the release date. It's either going to be March or April.
Okay.
The way it's looking, it'll probably be like April 18th. I'm aiming for a record store day.
Great. That's
Saturday,
a good idea.
Saturday,
yeah.
April 18th.
Yeah.
But I've been working on it for probably like two and a half years. So yeah. Like that. It's been a long time. So.
Yeah. What is your process like? How do you start to write something?
I start by, sometimes it's just, you know, jotting down ideas, or somebody might say something, or something might happen. You know, sometimes I'll even hear a song like, man, like, I wish I said that, or I'll try to say it a different way, or like, it'll just inspire me to, man, like, but if he had added this to it, you know what I'm saying, type thing. Or, you know, I'll see something, or I'll see like a phrase, or, you know, so it starts by just like jotting down ideas and, you know, maybe one line or, you know, one rhyme, and then, you know, whenever I start going through beats, I might, you know, say, okay, well, I want this song to be about this, you know, and then I'll go through all my notes that I've just been jotting down and see if I have things that fit with what the theme of that song is, or I will take, you know, notes that I've jotted down and put them in categories according to like the theme that I, or the idea for the song,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I do that. And then once I have a beat, I start writing the raps. Sometimes I might write the chorus or the hook first. And then just build it that way, you know, build it that way. Sometimes I have no idea what I'm gonna write, and I'll just put the beat on and then I'll just start writing as the beat's playing. I like to do that the most because it's sometimes like listen to a beat really loud inside a studio will like just start talking to you. You get up and you start thinking and you just, you know, you just kind of just writing it in your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but
you're a busy guy. Like you're prolific. First of all, you've got a ton of albums and EPs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was going through the stuff that I have of yours on my phone, and I was like, I have a lot of JB. And then you've got, you know, you collaborate a ton. You're working with Tower Theater. You're an entrepreneur on your own. You've got your own kind of hustles that you're doing. Like, how do you sleep? I guess the question is, I'm asking you if you sleep, JB. I want to make sure you're getting enough sleep because it seems like you are very busy and very hardworking, and I just want to make sure you're getting enough rest.
I get sleep.
Okay,
you know, I always tell my friends and people when it comes to stuff to like, you know, that. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm tired or I'm complaining or I, you know, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, then this ain't for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I should be doing something else then.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I was listening to, I listened to XM radio one time. I was listening to a rapper who's a pretty well-known rapper, and he was being interviewed by Sway on Sway in the Morning. Mm-hmm. And he was on tour, and they were stopping in New York, and they did the interview while they were on tour and whatnot. And so Sway is excited. He's like, yeah, so, you know, how about a freestyle, you know? And the dude, he's like, oh, man, I'm too tired of freestyle, you know? Mm-hmm. He was just really just whining the whole interview to Sway about how tired he was. And, you know, we just got off the road and we got to be up here at 7 in the morning. And I'm just listening to him mad, thinking, man, like, it's people out here that would kill to be where you at right now. You on the air, you on the Sway in the Morning, people would kill to be there.
Yep.
And you complaining about being tired. This ain't for you, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I always think about that. Like, whenever, you know, I'm laying down, I got to get up at 7 or 6 or, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to get home so I can get lay down. I'm just like, man, like, if I ever feel like, you know, I want to complain or, you know, I'm too tired to do something for somebody or something like that, then this ain't for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's wise. That's really wise. Wow. That's cool. So you got the album coming out, hopefully Record Store Day. This is exciting. I'm stoked to hear it. I loved Black Future.
Really? I wish I could just re-release Black Future sometime because I like it a lot too.
It's so good.
But I know, you know.
And you had a great release show at the Criterion when that album came out too.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. And I feel like that was probably the first local show they had done. They had just opened. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I was supposed to have that tower, and tower wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, well, you know, Criterion might be ready if you want to do it there. And I was like, yeah, let's do it, you know. Yeah. So it worked out.
I know a lot of people that was there. It was my first Criterion show. Yeah. And a lot of the people that I saw that night were like, I was like, have you ever been here before? No, never been here before.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of people into a new venue, which is cool. Yeah, that's exciting. But that was it was a great record.
If push come to shove, I might do the same thing. And it'll be somebody's first time at the new venue for this album, too. So hopefully we'll see.
That's exciting. I hope so. Yeah.
That's the plan. That's why I want to wait till April 18th, because if I can drop then I'll have that a new venue.
That's exciting.
So
that's really exciting.
That'll be opening.
One of the things that I want to make sure to ask you about too is, you know, it's like Oklahoma's known for hip hop, right? Like
we are?
It's not. No, we're not. Like, I wouldn't say nationally. No, like, that's what I'm saying. It's not like Oklahoma's, you know, known as kind of this hip hop place, but there's some really good artists out there locally. Who are some of the people that you like?
That I like, LTZ.
It's great.
He's underrated.
Yeah, you had him on the bill at the Black Future show. Yeah. He was amazing.
He's one. He's so underrated, man. He's so underrated as a rapper here. Trip G, he's my little cousin. He's really good. No DNA, he's dope. Weirdos, Grand National, man, there's so many people that are crushing it. Oh, this girl KO, she's dope, yo.
Really?
Yeah, man. Awesome. Like, man, like, she is so dope. Everything, she can rap, she can sing, like her videos, everything. She's fire.
Cool.
Yo.
Check her out.
Personality, she's so nice. Cool to be around. Of course, like, you know, my guys, Nemesis. There's a lot of people, man. You know, but yeah, those are who come to mind. Which is crazy because I was just thinking, the other day, whenever I get done with this album, and like I'm kind of like chilling, like, you know, I've done the tour and like I've done the whole push, and you know, it's hit the plateau. I want to put together like an album with just all Oklahoma, like just pick like you know, 10 or 12 Oklahoma rappers and, like, you know, 7 or 8 Oklahoma producers, and then put together an album like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
That'd be, I would love that. I'd be all about something like that, you know? Like, this is, it's like I said earlier, this is just a genre, like, that you don't associate with Oklahoma, like, but the fact is there's a scene here.
The Oklahoma City, great work here. The Oklahoma City hip-hop primer, basically.
Yeah, you know, man.
Like, so you want to get into local hip-hop, well, this is it. I mean, you know, frankly, if you want to get into local hip-hop, it's not hard. No. Like, the music's out there, the shows are out there, you just gotta go.
That's it. People always, you know, that's why I try, like, you know, even with, like, shows, you know, but music, you know, people would say, you know, how can I get your album? Where do you got your album? Like, you got my album already. You know what I'm saying? I do. I said, you got a phone, right? It's on your phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you know, like, you're not, whenever you see, you know, I don't know, Drake, you're not asking him where you get your album. You figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got it already. It's on your phone. Pull it
up.
If
you ever meet Drake, I triple dog dare you to ask him where I get his album.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And they do the same thing. They do the same thing with shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be like, you know, you'll have a show, and instead of, like, you know, being proactive and, you know, finding out what time, how much, they text you, yo, you still having a show tonight? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, what time does it start? How much is it? You know, where is it going to be? Oh, where is that at? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like, I'm going to be performing. What you were looking for is Google.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but it's like, you gotta teach people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, how do I get tickets? Mm-hmm. How do you get tickets for every other show you go to? You know what I'm saying? I know you just... You went to go see, you know, Kendrick in Dallas, right? How you get those tickets? You know what I'm saying?
How did you find out?
You didn't text Kendrick and ask him that. You figured it out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie. Hey,
if someone did text Kendrick and ask him that, can I have that number? I got some questions for Kendrick.
Just for now on, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to not just occasionally text you and just be like,
you got a show tonight?
Yo, we're gonna get your album. It's just gonna be fun for me.
Yeah.
But you gotta please forgive me. It's just I'm an idiot.
Yeah. But that's who else gonna be there? Is it gonna be cool? It's like, bro, like, either, you know what I'm saying,
come or don't. It's a JB show. Of course it's gonna be cool.
But I mean, like, even if it's not me, I mean, like, just come or don't come.
Right,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want, because it's like just is, and I feel like that's just the because for so long. You know, there hasn't been, you know, not even just hip hop, but like a live music culture here or a market for it. You know, people have to be educated, you know what I'm saying, on how to be in a music city.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, and you know, I think that, you know, it just takes time. But, you know, whenever you've been answering the same kind of questions for 20 years, it's like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, like, you figure out everything else. Why can't figure that out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
One of my favorite things that's ever been said about you is Chuck D said your music could change the world.
Mm-hmm.
What's your, just kind of thinking about, like, some of the career highs that you've had. Like, you got an Emmy. Mm-hmm. You recorded with Chuck D. Like, these are cool things. Like, do you have a 2020, like, I'm going to do this year. Like, this is my...
Man, I feel like I've done, like, that's all I wanted to do, you know, Chuck D, LP, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I really don't know.
I've got his wheels turning now. This is fun.
Yeah, because my dream as a kid being a rapper was never, you know, I want to, you know, be rich and famous on MTV. And I never thought that kind of stuff, because back then, whenever you were rapping, you just rapped. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like, oh, wait, I can get rich like this.
Yeah.
I'm a rap now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rap, you know? So my dreams...
Which is funny, because you work so hard.
Yeah. And, man, I can go on about, you know, these kids and hitting me up about, you know, I'm going to start rapping. I'm going to blow up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But,
Good. Go for it.
Yeah. I'm gonna drop this mixtape and that's a wrap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro. But so I never had, you know, my dreams were, I guess, probably way more simple. Mm. And I just wanted to be able to tour, make music, put out music the way I wanted to. Yeah. One of my dreams was to put out my music on vinyl. I did that. You know what I'm saying? One of my dreams was to work with LP. I did that. Yeah. One of my dreams was to work with Chuck D. I did that. You know, I wanted to tour in Europe. I did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like so, you know, man, I've been blessed beyond, you know, measure. So I think right now what I want to do is, music-wise, is chart on Billboard somehow, yeah. Which Black Future almost did, which is crazy. And I had no money, no promotion, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was all just me. And so chart on Billboard and, you know, try and be top 10 on iTunes, you know, Apple Music, you know, when it comes out.
Yeah.
And, you know, after that, then... you know, figure out what's next.
The sky's the limit. So. The sky's the limit. JB, thank you so much for coming to talk to us today, man.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, hey, if you guys have not checked out JB's music, it's everywhere you get music. You don't need to text him and ask. Yeah. You don't need to leave a Facebook comment asking us. If it's a place that you buy music, you can get music
yeah.
there. You can get JB's music there, including yeah. iTunes, all of the online, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So check him out. He's awesome. April 18th, we hope.
Yeah.
Don't put a pin in it yet, but... you guys are going to love this new album. I'm crazy about the album artwork.
Thank you.
Like, it's so cool. Like, yeah. just the, it's one of those you would just buy for the artwork alone, yeah. and then you get to listen to it. You'd be like, okay, this is going to be awesome. So thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing what else you have coming.
It'll be fun.
All right.
On your weekly events calendar this week.
January 20th through 22nd, Feeling Blue. Well, let three men covered in blue paint lift your spirits. Look, I have had this happen before. No, I'm just kidding. The Blue Man Group is stopping in Tulsa for 3 days of performances. At the Tulsa Performing Arts Center, I am sad to say that David Cross will not be among them, but you can dream. Their new show, Speechless, includes new bits, new instruments, and new compositions, as well as some of your old favorites, so that's fun.
If the casino is a-rockin', you should probably head inside to see who's playing. Head to Catoosa's Hard Rock Hotel and Casino to see reality TV heartthrob and 1980s rock icon Bret Michaels as he brings his Unbroken tour to Oklahoma. Former Poison frontman and Celebrity Apprentice winner will rock you so hard, your commemorative headband will, at the very least, become slightly loosened.
I guess I didn't know that he won the Celebrity Apprentice.
It was something I looked up.
How funny. Huh? I only knew that Joan Rivers won it, so that's interesting. January 23rd through February 9th. So you've got a little window here to see Lyric Theater's The Cat in the Hat. This is, okay, you should take your kids to this because this is going to be fun. Bring your things 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 if you have them. I have a friend who's got things 5, 6, and 7 also, and I know. To OKC's Plaza District for Lyric Theater staging of The Cat in the Hat. It's the charming and true story of how cats will lead your children to become destructive terrors if it ever rains.
I do. I like writing these. January 25th, it's Monster Truck Wars in Duncan. It's Saturday.
It's Saturday, yeah.
Sorry. Duncan hosts both matinee and evening Monster Truck Wars on January 25th, pitting 12,000-pound monster trucks against each other in head-to-head competition. Outlaw, El Loco Oso, Sheriff, and Barefoot, not Bigfoot, fight it out in the dirt. You can even register in advance to take a ride on a monster truck. Visit monstertrucks.fun for more info.
Their website is monstertrucks.fun.
It is.
I wonder if that has a story of what happened to Bigfoot. On January 25th, Bald Eagle Nest Tour. This is going to be so cool. Head to the Three Forks Nature Center in Sequoia State Park to view eagles in their natural habitat. The Bald Eagle Nest Tour highlights the Fort Gibson and Hulbert areas, beginning with an overview of eagles at the Nature Center, followed by an educational eagle video and a chance to meet the Nature Center's live eagle. Enjoy donuts, coffee, and hot chocolate before the caravan trip over to the Fort Gibson Dam to search for the bald eagles that winter in Oklahoma. Bring your binoculars and enjoy watching eagles soar over the lake and see them in their nesting areas. Along the way, other bird species can be seen, including loons and cormorants. That's going to be so... Me and Lori Duckworth, the tourism photographer, once went on a bald eagle hunt at Lake Worcester State Park down by Poto.
Oh, man.
Had a blast.
You know, it was almost the turkey.
Well, I was actually wondering the other day if our national character would be different if it was the turkey. Right? Because, like, I feel like part of our, you know, American identity is formed by the image of this majestic bird soaring through the air mightily, right? But what if it was the turkey just down on the ground all
Okay.
That would be funny.
It would be. I also think that turkeys, if you like our cartoon version of turkeys mm-hmm. and like what a turkey looks like after we've cooked are so deeply ingrained that I think people forget that these things are raptors. In person, a turkey is one of the most frightening and aggressive creatures you will ever see. Yes. Oh my gosh, they're very scary.
Really? Huh.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, I love the bald eagle. I'm glad it's our national bird. But if it was the turkey, maybe we'd have fewer people marrying people they had just met on national television. That's all I'm saying.
That's okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Be sure.
And also, sorry.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss an episode. Rate and review us online. That really, really helps push us up and gets more people listening. It also wouldn't hurt my feelings at all if you told your friends, hey, you should listen to the Oklahoma Today podcast. You know how people are always like, I'm looking for podcast recommendations. You could say ours. Like, no one, you won't get
fine.
In trouble.
No,
do
it's
that.
Fine. It's fine. And then you can sit around with your friends and speculate on what's wrong with the two of us.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Send any questions or comments about what's wrong with us to oktpod@travelok.com. Please visit oklahomatoday.com/subscribe to make sure you don't miss a single issue of our magazine. Right now, the Oklahoma City issue is on newsstands, and it is I'm so proud of it.
I am too. I'm
really
as proud
of
it as anything we've ever done.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff about the Oklahoma City bombing. And if you remember that time, if you were here, if you weren't here then and you don't remember that time, either way, you need to pick it up.
Well, and of course, our guest JB had
and JB is in it.
He's
took
in
some
it.
Some excellent photographs of his home on the east side.
Yeah. So thank you guys again, and we will talk to you next week.
Watch the signs, I watch my pockets, I watch my homies watch the Thunder versus Rockets. As a kid, I was stressed, couldn't knock it. My family stayed pressed in the pockets. A couple food stamps for the wallet. Freedom ain't free unless you're ballin'. It don't make sense, I can't call it.
We live in a place so free, where politics and the media preys on me, with no cares of when the next mistake's gonna be. Food for thought, if you're tryna lose weight, don't eat. Live in a place so free, where politics and religion preys on me.